Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog is dated September 20th, 2024, and is titled, Running Away from God. What happens when human beings recognize that they are in the presence of the holy, sovereign God of the universe? Mark 4, 35-41 reads, On that day when evening had come, he said to them, Let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. He said to them, Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? The Bible depicts encounters with God or his power as causing intense fear. Consider the account above where his disciples saw the word of God calm a raging storm in an instant. Most people will read this passage and focus on the miracle, often citing the power of God to calm the storms in their own lives, even today. This is fine, but how often have you thought about what I've boldfaced it in the passage? To witness God's power firsthand is to be stricken with fear. This is a wonderful blessing if you embrace it, drawing near to God, becoming dependent on his power for protection. Isaiah 41:13 reads, For I, the Lord, your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, Fear not, I am the one who helps you. Psalm 56:3 reads, When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Not everyone likes to admit their fear of the Lord, especially unbelievers or even stubborn believers, because to admit such fear is to concede that someone has power over you. Arrogance hates the thought of this. Since a person cannot contend with the omnipotent God, the only option for an arrogant person is to flee from him, to escape. Mark 5:13 through 17 reads, So he gave them permission, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the sea. The herdsmen fled and told it in the city and in the country. And people came to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had the legion, sitting there, clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs. And they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. So those who saw the power of God's word through Jesus were so afraid that they, quote, fled. And the Greek word includes the idea of escape from him. Instead of rejoicing over the demon-possessed man's deliverance, they were, quote, afraid. Instead of embracing Christ, they begged him to, quote, depart from the region. People who don't embrace God will force a distance between themselves and him, often as expeditiously as possible. God's power scares them because it renders them impotent. So let's get practical for a moment. Romans 1:16 says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. To present the gospel to someone is to present the very power of God to save them. Have you ever noticed how uncomfortable people get around the gospel? That's fear. It is often met with stop right there and a view of the palm of their hand. Why? Because like anything people fear, they want to keep a, quote, safe distance between themselves and the object of their fear. If you don't comply with their request to halt your approach, they will turn and walk away, right? That's their escape. People who reject God's sovereignty will run from him. The underlying motivation is fear, regardless of whether or not they will admit it. And for the record, this phenomenon is not unique to gospel encounters. I've seen this over and over again in Christians even. To stand for truth is to stand with God in power. This righteousness scares people because it is like a mirror being held up to their face, which forces them to accept who they are. If you are the instrument that God uses as a mirror, people will flee from you too. When you join forces with God for His glory, expect to be kept at a distance from others. Your truth will act as a repellent. On the flip side, a humble person will submit to the truth and embrace your righteousness, regardless of how challenging it may be. There are two responses to fear, to the fear that God strikes in everyone: submission to Him in humility, or fleeing from Him in arrogance. Psalm 27:1-4 reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." Luke 5:5-8 reads, "And Simon answered, 'Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets.' And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.'" Throughout the Bible, there are many instances of people encountering the Lord. What we usually observe is some version of Peter's response above, quote, "Depart from me." God's holiness is so beyond our own that we dread it. The question is, how will we respond to Him? The answer depends on how humble you are. If you find yourself consistently running from Him, His truth, or even those who represent it, ask yourself, why?